He's been nominated in more different musical categories than any other musician in the history of the Grammy Awards. She's been called a modern classic by the Boston Globe and a daring, defiant talent by the Wall Street Journal. This weekend, they'll share their amazing music with Winston-Salem audiences at the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art. Crossroads at SICA No. 9 presents internationally renowned banjo sensation Bela Fleck and acclaimed singer-banjoist Abigail Washburn. The husband and wife duo will perform two shows on Saturday, March 8th, and you'll find links to ticket information at WFDD.org. Abigail and Bela spoke with me by phone from their home in Nashville, Tennessee. First off, is it fun to arrange for those two instruments? And then just practically speaking, how do you manage not to step on each other's toes there? It really, the two instruments just pair up so nicely.
Well, luckily we both bring such different ways of approaching the banjo and ways of thinking about music in general that I think it just ends up being a really lovely combination. There haven't been that many examples that I know of throughout the music that I've heard recorded where you hear clawhammer banjo and three-finger picking played together in a real comprehensive, extended way. And so Bela and I in some ways are forging new ground. Everywhere I go, I look far. How to record it and make it something that's exciting to actually listen to for a whole night and then for a whole record, those are the kinds of challenges we're looking at. But in general, I'd say the way that the clawhammer rolls is a really different roll from the way the Bela's three-finger style. Although I say Bela's three-finger style, but if anybody knows Bela's playing at all, they know that he can do so many different things with that three-finger style, and it'll take you a lot of different places. So I'm sort of more of the cornerstone that just kind of keeps my groove going in my old-time way, and Bela creates these incredible flourishes and feelings throughout the music that connect to the heart of the song that is just really spectacular.
I was not expecting such variety. I should have been. It's a beautiful combination of sound.
Well, that's the fun of it, is trying to figure out how to make it complete and varied. And one of the things we've been using is banjos of unusual sizes, to quote The Princess Bride. But we have the cello banjo, and we have the baritone banjo, which I've been helping create a new baritone banjo. So that Abby is generally the fundamental. She is usually holding the groove, and then I'm either below or above. Or alternating, but also there are times when Abby gets pushed. Now, she's also the vocalist, so she's the only person with the long notes, and she's the center of a lot of the songs that way, and so I like to think of myself as a jazz accompanist to a great vocalist. That's something that you see where you have a famous vocalist and then they bring in top people to play with them, and you hear this accompaniment that is an improv. It's an improvisation by a jazz musician. And so I try to bring some of that energy to the two banjo conversation where Abby is the lead vocalist and I'm like a jazz pianist accompanying. And that gives it some different colors. And then other times we're really just grooving.
Fifteen-time Grammy Award winner Bela Fleck and his wife, acclaimed banjoist singer Abigail Washburn. We've been sampling from their live performances across the country. Their next tour stop is the Triad. On Saturday, March 8th, Crossroads at SICA No. 9 will present two concerts, one at 5 and 7, in the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art Auditorium in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to more information and my complete interview with Bela and Abigail at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.